At Cherry & Vava, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Vavas from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry & Vavas. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry & Vava, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry & Vava for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry & Vava.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is the is Super Tuesday-ish. It's Super Tuesday light, the lesser Super Tuesday, as you would say. And Joe Biden is, by all counts, going to have a very, very good day today. So that's what is looking like what's going to happen today. Now, why do all these viruses keep coming out of China is a question. And one of the big things that people keep asking is it racist to call it the Wuhan virus? Of course not. But that is actually one of the things that people on the left are saying, is that how dare you refer to it as the Wuhan virus? That's racist. But the truth is that China, all the way going back to the Smithsonian wrote a piece back in November 2017, is China ground zero for a future pandemic? Hundreds have already died of a new bird flu, putting world health authorities on high alert. And really, truly, I mean, the interaction between the diet of many of the people in those poorer parts of China and the mix of unsanitary conditions is just leading to a potential nightmare down the road. It's the kind of thing that literally they based them. I mean, the movie, there was a movie recently about it that kind of had a very similar plot line. I don't want to give it away, so I'm not going to say it, but kind of a similar plot line to that is sort of the mix of food and unsanitary conditions. And then the next thing you know, Contagion was the movie. Next thing you know, there's an outbreak of something. But it's racist to call it the Wuhan virus, apparently, according to Chris Hayes on MSNBC and other people. But even though it might be racist to call it that, the question of China and just whether or not whether this is a virus that China would weaponize or just a virus that would emerge because of the mix, that combination of unsanitary conditions and so much of birds being part of the diet in China, and then that very lethal combination there. It's one of the things that has to be addressed. I mean, quite frankly, it has to be addressed. And the minute people start yelling racism about something, well, then you stop having conversations about it. But the truth is that when we had cholera outbreaks back in the day, we would address the issues of unsanitary water, right? We would do that. We would address them very, very quickly. And when we have now these various bird flu type viruses that keep emerging with these various strains of coronavirus and flu and avian flu and all this other stuff, at some point we have to take a look at what is in the food supply and then the conditions that are, because the problem is that if people are getting sick and then it's no longer stays isolated in small villages like it used to back in the day. I mean, back in the day, you know, if there was a cholera outbreak, it would survive until it didn't survive anymore within that cluster. But now we have the most global world of our day. And so everybody gets on a plane or a bus or a train and goes somewhere and then infects people. And if this isn't the one, like if coronavirus isn't it, it could be down the road. Like down the road, it could be something else. It may not be this. It may be something else. And the president was smart enough to recognize that back in 2018 when he commissioned the group on preventing bioterrorism and bio warfare and bio concerns, really under the guise of, by the way, and this is an important point, of preventing another potential outbreak of something. Because whether or not it's done on purpose, whether or not it just happens, these things need to be dealt with, right? They have to be dealt with. The National Biodefense Strategy in 2018 was launched by the White House to deal with this emerging threat. Now, I'll share some of this with you, not all of it with you, but, and by the way, the reaction, the president's dealing with this is still the big story of the day today, and he'll have a big press conference later today as he goes to Congress asking them for some money. Biological threats, whether naturally occurring, accidental, or deliberate in origin, are among the most serious threats facing the United States and the international community. This is from the National Biodefense Strategy put together by the White House, 2018. Outbreaks of disease can cause catastrophic harm to the United States. They can cause death, sicken, and disable on a massive scale. And they can also inflict psychological trauma and economic and social disruption. The National Biodefense Strategy highlights the president's commitment to protect the American people and our way of life, laying out a clear pathway and a set of objectives to effectively counter threats from naturally occurring accidental and deliberate biological events. It is broader than a federal government strategy. It is a call to action for state, local, territorial, and tribal entities, other governments, practitioners, physicians, scientists, educators, and industry. Now, the basis of this, certainly, is the idea that there are risks throughout the world and that there's going to be new ones all the time. New ones because people are tinkering with viruses. New ones because the viruses emerge. It's what happens. There are deliberate and accidental biological threats, and there are naturally occurring biological threats. So the report kind of comes up with two different areas, right? The first being this idea of naturally occurring biological threats. From the report from the White House, the infectious disease threats do not respect borders, urbanization, habitat encroachment, and increased and faster travel. Coupled with weak health systems, they increase the ability of infectious diseases to spread rapidly across the globe. Antimicrobial resistance, novel infectious diseases, and the resurgence and spread of once geographically limited infectious diseases can overwhelm response capacities and make outbreaks harder to control. An infectious disease outbreak, even in the most remote places of the world, could spread rapidly across oceans and continents, directly impacting the U.S. population and its health, security, and prosperity. This is 2018, I want to remind you. Donald Trump's White House, President Trump's, this is his thing, this is his baby. And then, of course, there are, but I mean, this is the counter to the news, which says that he doesn't believe this stuff is real and he's trying to downplay it and he's not saying it's real and he doesn't. Again, the president never called coronavirus a hoax. I've had to tell people, look, I think it's the wrong approach is to act like this is no big deal. The best thing to do is to act like it is going to be a big deal and then it won't be a big deal because you'll take the steps to make sure it doesn't become a big deal. But it's laughable to think that the president didn't try to get in front of this. Look, I don't think all of his tweets have been productive, and I don't think all of his comments have been productive. And look, it's the same conversation I had with him in 2015. I don't think all your tweets are helpful. But he is who he is. He's not going to change. Believe me, I've had that battle. But I think in terms of the actions they're taking, I think that they've been trying to do everything they possibly can. I don't know what else they could have done. I don't know what else they could have done differently other than go back a few years and look and say, hey, this stuff's coming down the pike. They also has in here deliberate and accidental biological threats. The use of biological weapons or their proliferation by state and non-state actors presents a significant challenge to our national security, our population, our agriculture, and our environment. Multiple nations have pursued clandestine biological weapons programs, and a number of terrorist groups have sought to acquire biological weapons. In many countries around the world, pathogens are stored in laboratories that lack appropriate biosecurity measures where they could be diverted by actors who wish to do harm. I will take a break from that and give you a movie reference because why not? The movie Captain America Civil War opens with a scene like that where the Avengers, a couple of them anyway, have to stop a biological element from being stolen by Crossbones, who wants to try to get this and now create some sort of a big pandemic and everything like this. So Captain America and Falcon and Black Widow and Scarlet Witch, they all have to stop him from stealing a very dangerous bio weapon from this very lesser than secure biological weapons facility. Because not all these places around the world have good security. It's not like the United States of America. They have these pathogens stored all around the world in some places, and the security is, it's about the same kind of security you get at, Target. If you try to steal something, a couple guys in jackets might come over to you, but that's about it. And these are, that's not the first movie plot, by the way, although that's one of my absolute favorite superhero movies ever. And I might argue one of the top three in the entire Avengers timeline. But I digress. The point is that it's not fiction. It's real. And the White House recognized that in 2018 by saying that biological material is there and terrorists are looking to have it and bad actors are looking to have it. And it's easier now than it ever was to try to manipulate some of this stuff and change it. And I'm telling you right now, the more that happens, the more that we see that stuff occur on the world stage, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse as time goes on. They get more sophisticated. Now, obviously, you know, people like Senator Tom Cotton, for example, I mean, he believes that this was biowarfare. that this was some sort of a manipulation by China, because there was a very similar strain of this coronavirus. Remember, there's other kinds of coronaviruses, but this is a typical similar strain up in Canada at a bio lab that may have been broken into. So, you know, people laugh at this stuff and they go, it's crazy that anybody could weaponize a virus. We have been since World War One, probably even before that, but really the first time that was ever really used was in World War One, to a degree that it was actually a thing. We have been, countries around the world have been using biological agents for warfare. They're prohibited now by the Geneva Convention, but that doesn't stop bad guys from doing it because, as we know, whether it's on the local level or the international level, bad guys don't follow the rules. So just because they say it's illegal to use biowarfare doesn't mean that, you know, the next crazy radical Islamic terrorist group in the Middle East is going to abide by the Geneva Convention, or that the next madman who storms Europe is going to abide by the Geneva Convention. Obviously, they're not going to. Everybody knows that. So we got to be prepared for that. We also have to be prepared for the fact that it doesn't even have to be this very complicated virus. As more and more of us realize that there are now these antibiotic strains, these strains of diseases that are antibiotic resistant. You know, there's viruses, and then there's these antibiotic resistant strains of things that can also kill you, and they don't have the medicines for them because they change, they morph, they build up immunities like every other living creature does to things. By, you know, these things are living, breathing, and they're not breathing, but they're living. You know what I mean? And they also can build up an immunity and a resistance. That's also a potential big risk. And my point is that back in 2018, the president puts together this task force to begin looking at this, not just for a potential coronavirus outbreak, but for whatever comes down the road. And one of the key elements of this is border security, by the way. I'll have more on that for you in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.